Hi there, and welcome to the video segment of the Mason's Morsels mailbag. You can tweet questions at me. My account's at Mace Denver. You can use the hashtag Ask Mace, or you don't have to use the hashtag if you don't want, because I end up finding the questions, you know, one way or another more often than not. We're going to dive in for the first time with a question from DChrome59, and he asks, do you think either the Chargers or Chiefs present a serious threat to the Broncos for the AFC West crown in 2014? Well, it's an interesting question because you have two teams that, you know, kind of unexpectedly to a lot of pundits made the playoffs last year. Of those two, I think the Chargers are the one that's going to be the greatest threat to the Broncos this year. You know, they did go 9-7. It was kind of a fortunate 9-7 especially toward the end of the season. You look how close they were to missing the playoffs based on the performance in week 17 against Kansas City. But then they beat Cincinnati the following week in Cincinnati and gave the Broncos a very tough game in the postseason. And of course, they beat Denver in the regular season. I mean, it's, you know, the records may not show it, but these are two teams that when they go against each other are pretty even. And the other thing to consider as well is you've got an elite quarterback in Phillip Rivers who has gone toe-to-toe with Peyton Manning and has had some pretty good results over the years. Because of that, I think the Chargers are better positioned to be that team that challenges Denver's three-year reign atop the AFC West. Kansas City, they were second place last year, 11-5, went out in the first round of Indianapolis, and having gone from 2-14 to 11-5 one year, that nine-game leap, they're the prime regression candidate from the AFC. Usually, when you see teams make that leap, they fall back a little bit the following year. Not always. Indianapolis was an example of a team that did not do that last year, but usually they're going to settle back somewhere in between in that 7-9, 8-8 range. And I think with a tough schedule that all AFC West teams have, I'd be surprised if Kansas City could do much better than 8-8 or 7-9. Our next Twitter question is from Armando Cuesta 1, and if I mispronounced that, I apologize to you. And he has a question about running backs and what might happen there. He says, should Denver pursue running backs Andre Brown or Bengarvis Green-Ellis if he's released by Cincinnati? Which of the two is a better fit? They're fits in terms of their size and skill set, but I don't think they're fits in terms of what you want in this offense and what you want from a backup running back. You know, they're basically about the same size as Juwan Thompson, give or take an inch of height, a few pounds here and there. And Juwan Thompson, being a rookie, he's got a lot less, he's got a lot more tread on his tires, I should say. And, you know, and now you see him on the practice field, he's getting snaps with Peyton Manning, and that's invaluable. That puts him ahead of any running back, even a veteran running back the Broncos could bring in. And of course, you know, Monte Ball, he had the appendectomy, but he's going to be back by the regular season. CJ Anderson had the concussion. You know, he's going to come back once he's cleared the league protocols, and he's already out here at practice under the bright sun, which is a very good sign for him. So I don't see those veteran types of running backs as bringing anything that the Broncos don't have. And another key thing, to go back to Juwan Thompson for a moment, let's say you keep him as a fourth running back. Remember, the Broncos did keep four running backs on the roster coming out of camp last year. What you want from that fourth running back is different than what you want from your first and second teamer. You want a versatile guy. You want someone who can play special teams. You want someone who, as a running back, can do a bit of everything. Catch passes, have some power, have some speed, can block. You want a guy who can also maybe return kicks in a pinch and cover kicks in a pinch. You know, Juwan Thompson is that versatile kind of guy. He's so versatile that last year at Duke, he played linebacker where they played against Virginia Tech and played it very well in that game. You know, that's the kind of skill set you want from a guy who's a little bit down in the depth chart, but can fill in and, you know, be one of those last guys on the 46-man active roster, can be plugged in a lot of places. Denver had a guy like that a couple of years ago in Lance Ball. John Fox had a guy like that in Carolina for several years in Nick Goins. Juwan Thompson, if he keeps flourishing, might be that kind of back. So I think the Broncos are best served by standing pat with what they've got and seeing where these guys can go. Thanks for all your tweets and questions. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.